Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
But to get some real insight into this, Dano brought in the man who would definitely know. He's terrific. He's formerly with the Green Bay Packers as vice president and general counsel. He's with Sports Illustrated. You can get his Sunday 7 newsletter, The Business of Sports podcast. He joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He's Mr. Andrew Brandt. Andrew, great to have you back with us.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. Great to be with you. I'm actually on my way to Cleveland, Ohio.
All right.
All right. That's good to hear.
Coming to see the new SNL exhibit at, or you got work to do here?
Now, I don't know if I told you, my son now lives there. My son working for the Cleveland Charge, the G League team, as well as the Cavs.
Awesome.
New logo. They're very exciting. Last couple days.
Yeah, give them some play.
Well you're that's awesome.
You're welcome to stop by the show if you want to write off the whole trip. We call this a business expense.
Okay.
Is that a bad way to go? News pops yesterday, and judge basically rules, yeah, no collusion, but collusion. And
yeah,
it confused us, except for the fact that, Andrew, we thought, well, of course they're not giving out guaranteed contracts because that's bad business for them, and that has to be an agreement, right? Nod, nod, wink, wink. What did you think of the disclosures yesterday?
Well, all of this, as we know, harkens back to the Cleveland Browns, 2022, handing the Deshaun Watson the first fully secured 5-year veteran deal, $230 million. And again, for people who don't understand, when I say fully secured, I mean NBA, Major League Baseball type contract. It means that you can cut this player anytime you want, but you have to pay him. And that has never been a feature of NFL contracts. It's always been, you got some leftover cap problems, but you don't have to pay him anymore. It's over. And the most we've seen before that is about 3 years in terms of guarantee. So it goes back to right after that, there were the NFL meetings. And I remember Steve Bisciotti, who had Lamar Jackson on the Ravens, saying something like, yeah, that's not good, or that's not something we should do. And it became an issue as early as those meetings, where there was some kind of message sent through the NFL Management Council, which is their contract cap arm, about, hey, guys, you shouldn't do this. Now, we don't know the exact phrasing and all that, but then the owners took it upon themselves. And as we know, looking back now 3 years, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Trevor Lawrence, and Lamar Jackson all got tons of money, but none of them got the Watson-style pure guarantee. So that's a lot of circumstantial evidence on a collusion case saying the owners conspired, colluded to keep these guarantees away from the league. Then you have, it looks like, some real non-circumstantial evidence of texts between Michael Bidwell of the Cardinals and Dean Spanos of the Chargers about their respective quarterbacks, some other smoking gun stuff. But as you noted, let's get to the lead. Arbitrator said no problem. Basically, the arbitrator said, you know what? We don't have a quote-unquote preponderance of evidence presented by the union, which is required to prove collusion. And so maybe I spoke too soon using the word smoking gun, because he did not see it that way. So what we're left with, guys, is a decision from January that never got exposed till Pablo found out this week, that basically said, hey, guys, there's a lot of evidence that the owners conspired to make Deshaun Watson's contract an aberration rather than a precedent, but no harm, no foul. The NFL continues to do business unabated by that.
I got a bunch of questions on this. One,
yeah.
Why do you think the Haslams didn't feel like they needed to be a part of the collusion?
Well, they created the circumstances for which there was collusion.
Yeah, I mean, like, don't you think that the other owners would have said to them before he wanted to, at some point along the line, there's the whole, like, hey, we don't do guaranteed contracts in the NFL. You
keep
know what
that,
I'm
in, keep that in mind.
Yeah.
So you're talking before.
Yeah, so the five was like 5 days before, right? And so he decides to do this. And, I mean, is this – because you also have to look at the atmosphere that was going on here that, you know, Baker Mayfield was the quarterback, and then Baker got really mad, and Deshaun said, I don't want to come to Cleveland, and then they went back to Baker, and Baker's like, see you later, and they're like, uh-oh, what are we doing?
Well, now we take you back to that time. As the way I understood it from following this from sources on management and as well as the agent side is that, as you just mentioned, the Cleveland Browns were out. You know, he's a Southern kid. He was looking at Atlanta. He was looking at New Orleans, looking at Carolina. And they were out. There was news reporting that they were out.
Yes.
And lo and behold, they're in. And the only way I can see that they were in is this unprecedented contract. You know, leverage is a great thing. And I know Kevin and I know Andrew. I know those guys. I respect them. I like them. And they would never admit it, but I would think they're in the back room somewhere around that time and say, listen, guys, we can never get a quarterback like this. Hopefully we're never going to be drafting that high. They're never going to be on the market, young, ascending, productive, top quarterbacks. So they went all in. Now, we haven't even talked about the circumstances around them, the off-field stuff, but this was an all-in move that obviously has backfired.
Andrew Brandt joining us, and Andrew with insight into everything that's going on in the National Football League, and of course, the Sunday 7 newsletter, Business of Sports podcast. Do you see a time when guaranteed contracts are the norm?
The Watson contract set the stage. I mean, that was the opportunity for elite quarterbacks to jump in, use it as a precedent. I'm a negotiator. Everyone listening does some negotiating in their life. You've got it now. You can say, hey, I'm Russell Wilson's agent. I'm Kyler Murray's agent. I'm Lamar Jackson's agent, who was himself. And say, hey, I'm as good or better. I have similar production. I am that guy for this team, the way he is that guy for that team. I was homegrown in this place. Why not me? And it didn't happen. And this arbitration we're talking about, it'll outline some of the reasons why. Maybe agents didn't push the envelope enough. But that was the chance, guys. I mean, I don't see another chance happening, because if it happened for a handful of quarterbacks, then over the years it would trickle down to superstars, DNs, like Myles Garrett, and superstar corners and superstar wide receivers. And then in 5-10 years, we'd have sort of, you know, a quarter of the league with fully guaranteed contracts. That's how it happens. There's nothing in the NBA CBA that says, you know, all Cavaliers have to have fully guaranteed contracts, or all Indians. I'm sorry, Guardians. But it happened. It happened through experience, and now it's not happening in the NFL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Andrew Brandt's joining us. Andrew, with the way the NFL is going, now 17 games, I'm sure there's going to be 18 coming down the road, and you know, the money like crazy and everything else. Do you see, and we've been kicking this around a little bit, expansion of the rosters anytime soon? And why Why the limit on rosters, especially on game day, when you have players in uniform already?
It's funny, guys, because I worked in the league 10 years. I asked that question every year. I never got an answer because I'm a cap guy, right? I'm looking at all our guys in sweats that I'm paying all this money to every week, seven guys. The answer comes down to some kind of competitive balance and equity about injuries. And I remember Bill Polian would defend it every year. You know, some teams have eight injuries, some teams have no injuries, some teams have 12 injuries, some teams have three injuries. So that's always been the balance for it. And I don't like it. I guess you can make that argument. They will continue to do that. But to your bigger question, it's really the same question about the arbitration, guys. For whatever reason, the NFL owners think and expect they can steamroll another game out of the regular season. This has to have union consent. And the way Goodell talks about it is almost nonchalant. Like, either they don't expect resistance from the union or they think they'll steamroll it. And I don't know what they got, frankly, for giving up the 17th game. I don't know what was exchanged in that CBA. To give up for the 18th game, yeah, roster spots is probably one thing that's an easy give for ownership. A much stronger give would be something like 3 years to free agency instead of four, a better split on the revenue, no franchise tag. Will the union have the chutzpah to go after those things? We'll see. But it does feel like 18 is inevitable.
Mm-hmm. Andrew, just going back to that story yesterday, too, that it just seemed interesting to me that the union didn't go, hey, look, we proved it. Like, it didn't. If there was one thing in the report, it's like if you were a part of the union and you just won, kind of,
yeah,
why wouldn't you be yelling that from the hilltop?
That's what I'd like to know, because it was a Pyrrhic victory. Well, first of all, people have asked me, why didn't the NFL boast it?
Well, that's
and
true
the
too.
NFL, because they didn't look good, even though they quote-unquote won. So you say the union won. Well, again, did they win when the arbitrator said, well, they didn't prove it? So there's the kind of embarrassment. So, again, you can see why both sides. The league, like, I think everyone said the league's kind of gotten over on the union a few times on this or that, and they never boast. They don't want to do that. That's the worst thing you can do, because you got to deal with these guys all the time on all these different issues. As for the union, we don't know. I mean, the fact that they won but didn't win, right? So, again, nothing was done to Lamar Jackson's contract or Russell Wilson's contract. It's not like they went back and said, oh, yeah, those last years are going to be guaranteed. So there's no tangible effect of the union proving this right now. So that's what's frustrating for the player side.
Andrew, I'd love your insight into something we've been debating way too much about, and that's the fact that the Browns have four quarterbacks right now.
Yeah.
Which means, in theory, you don't have a quarterback if you have four.
They have five.
Five.
Yeah.
Can they keep four quarterbacks on the active roster somehow? And then when Deshaun Watson comes back, figure something out? I don't know.
Yeah, what I thought, on draft day was, or draft weekend was, just top of my head, Flacco starts, Pickett's the backup. One of the two rookies goes on practice squad, assuming they can get him through. One of the two rookies is the third. And, of course, Deshaun's hurt. I don't know if it'll work out that way, but I don't see them moving on from any of them at this point. They can carry three. They can practice squad one, and they can injure reserve another. So that's just my guess.
The search continues here in Cleveland, Andrew, for a quarterback.
Yeah, it's you're talking to the most spoiled guy in history, because I was there through Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, congratulations. Thanks.
And I completely realize, listen, I've got friends all over Chicago, Cleveland. I completely realize that is unique. And, listen, Aaron Rodgers was sitting there for us. We didn't want to take a quarterback. Sometimes things just happen. It's more circumstance than any kind of drawn out plan.
How do you think this is going to unfold in Pittsburgh with Aaron. He said yesterday it sounds like one more year.
Yeah, I didn't think it. I think there's no surprise to that. You know, I thought through this whole offseason, you know, a lot of people asked me about Aaron because I know him. I just said I'd handicap it like 55% retire, 45% play. And I think he really was close to retiring. But this presents a nice opportunity for him. He gets along with Tomlin. It's a franchise just like the Packers. So, yeah, I think it's 1 year and done. I don't think there's any surprise to that. And I think he'll be fine. And he'll be good. The question is injury. The question is durability for someone that age, no matter who he is.
Yeah, I'm wondering how successful they're going to be with him next year, especially when you sit here with a team with five quarterbacks. And, by the way, Joe Burrow's here. And, oh, yeah, the Ravens are too. The competition level in the North, especially on the quarterback side, with him entering into the fray, just, I mean, it looks impossible if you're sitting here in Cleveland.
I don't know what to say.
Well, how good will he make the Steelers, I think, is really the question.
Oh, I think you're talking more. I thought you were talking more about the Browns. This, yeah. It's a tough ask for Aaron. I mean, I remember all the excitement about Aaron with the Jets, even before the injury or after the injury. It's like, you know, guys, are you sure? Because there are a lot of teams out there. Do I think Aaron's still a top quarterback? Yes. But there are deficiencies that come along with age. So, yeah, you'd have to handicap them behind the Ravens, of course, and the Bengals. So that's where we start, you know, with these two teams. Just a lot of it is quarterback, yeah.
Andrew Brandt joining us. He is the former vice president general counsel for the Packers, and his Business of Football podcast, or Business of Sports podcast, and Sunday 7 newsletter. You definitely want to follow those. What did you think when Jimmy Haslam came out at the owners' meetings and said, we took a big swing and a miss at quarterback, and then said, we can't force quarterback and it might be a couple of year thing. Should that be interpreted as a, Kevin, Andrew, you're off the hook and you get a couple of more years to figure this out? Or is that just an owner admitting something that everybody else knew?
I think it's both. I mean, everybody knew that Watson's a big miss. It's a big miss, obviously, that, as I've talked about on my business side, he's the most uncuttable, untradeable player in the history of the NFL. They can't cut him or trade him because they have also, on this contract, pushed out enormous cap gain. And that's just the strategy they have, to keep pushing out, pushing out, pushing out, because the cap's going to be larger later than it is now. There's cap carryover. So, you know, to cut him would take on much more cap than he costs to keep him. So they're not going to do that. So they're stuck in a lot of ways with this. But as we know, they've moved on, basically, with him on the roster. So now Andrew and Kevin work with an older Joe Flacco for whatever short term that is, try to develop Pickett, and then you have these two rookies to develop. And, yeah, it does create kind of a restart with those guys and with the team.
We can't thank you enough for being with us today. All the insight into yesterday's news and a look at our Browns, because it's not long before we're looking at four quarterbacks in training camp and a fifth one standing there watching. So wish us luck, would you?
I will, and go Cleveland Charge.
There you go.
Yeah, good luck to your son as well. Did he hook you up with good places to go eat tonight? You know where you're going? How long are you for the weekend? You're good? If not, we'll tell you offline where to go if you need help. We got your back.
Oh, Andy's the restaurant king. Yeah.
Even though the Cavs don't have a pick tonight, I'll be watching.
Okay. Andrew, thank you very much.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, guys.
Andrew Brandt back with us, and he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.